Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Claudia Narvaez-Bravo, an assistant professor in the Department of Food and Human Nutritional Sciences at the University of Manitoba. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Narvaez-Bravo.
It's a pleasure.
As part of Prairie Livestock Expo 2018 in Winnipeg, you discussed the topic effectiveness of Symbicoat, antibacterial coating to reduce Listeria monocytogenes. First of all, a little bit of background. What is Listeria monocytogenes, and what concerns do these compounds create?
Sure. Listeria monocytogenes is a bacteria. It's a foodborne pathogen, meaning that it can cause disease, and the name of that disease is listeriosis. Considered a foodborne illness because patients can acquire that humans after eating contaminated food that carry Listeria monocytogenes. And it's normally related to ready-to-eat foods. And what happens is contamination from the environment, from food contact surfaces, can transfer to the ready-to-eat product, and then is when you get a product that's adulterated with this foodborne pathogen. And the disease can be mild, but in some populations, like elderly children or pregnant women, can be really dangerous.
What are Symbicoat antibacterial coatings? What do they consist of, and how are they used and applied?
Well, Symbicoat is an antimicrobial polymer. It was developed based on some chemistry that can interact with the bacteria cell envelope, like Listeria mono, and then they can kill the bacteria. So it's kind of a polymer with different chemicals are mixed. It's kind of similar to what chlorine will do, right? And once the polymer is developed, it can be used to coat or cover surfaces, like food contact surfaces. For example, the work we did was on stainless steel because it's quite common in the food processing environment. So once we coat that surface and you activate the surface with chlorine, which is a 150 ppm solution, just water and chlorine, then you activate that surface, and once you start production, and let's say that you have Listeria monocytogenes in that environment, that coating will kill it, and it will prevent that bacteria from transfer from that surface to the food. So the coating basically was developed to minimize the risk of cross-contamination in that processing environment, mainly in ready-to-eat products where you have a killing step like cooking and then you have to package. Normally that's when contamination happens. So this is probably an alternative to have kind of more control in the environment to kill this kind of pathogen.
What went into the development of these coatings?
Basically was the need for decrease the likelihood for outbreaks and recalls, because that's really damaging for the food industry when you have that kind of recalls. And you don't want to lose that money, but also you want to be, you know, careful that your consumers won't get sick. So this company that was Exigen Technologies, they start working towards developing this coating, and then they did a lot of consulting. They came to the university, and then we provide some feedback, and then they finally developed this formulation for this polymer.
What do we know about the effectiveness of this polymer?
Well, it's We did testing in the lab, which was independent testing, no conflict of interest because the university don't have anything on that product, right? That's what we do, that a lot, kind of validation. So what the company did, they developed this coating, and then we got it from them. They coat the surfaces, the stainless steel, and then we tested. And the coating is very effective. That's the results we got from the data that we collected that was funded by the Meat and Poultry Education, which is from U.S. They provide the money. The reduction that you normally expect, or the killing that you normally expect when you are using this kind of antimicrobial intervention, is a 5-log reduction. And that is what we got. We got this material is able to reduce Listeria 5-log when you expose the bacteria for 45 minutes to that surface. So it seems to be very effective.
What are the potential implications for the food sector, the food industry, of the use of these products?
I think the likelihood of gross contamination is going to decrease, and therefore it will be having a very positive impact on the safety of the product they can manufacture. Right now we're looking into the ready-to-eat because there is a lot of recalls in that portion of the production, but I think it will really help to decrease the risk. It won't be totally zero, but probably will be better than what we have today.
What is the availability of this product at this stage, and what will the future hold?
Well, the company is a small startup company, and they are really working into the regulatory and IP and legal issues. I think they cover that part. Now they are looking or doing a little more testing, and they are working with the CFIA, which is they had to apply for that because they had to prove that this coating is something that can be used with no problem in the food industry. I think they are also seeking partnership with some bigger companies so they can position and full scale the product, because it can be very expensive when you go through these regulatory approval procedures.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think we covered all.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Our guest has been Dr. Claudia Narvaez-Bravo, an assistant professor in the Department of Food and Human Nutritional Sciences at the University of Manitoba. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.